Blog Talk Radio.
I don't think so. Can we please start the tracks over again? Come on, man. Don't get caught on the wrong side of my tracks, Jack. It's Mania Weekend, and we gotta get this shit right. Come on, boys. Come on.
And during the few moments that we have left, we want to talk right down to earth in a language that everybody here can easily understand.
The cost of something I would be. I know your anger, I know your dreams. I've been everything you wanna be. Oh, I'm the cost of something I would be.
What up, giblets? The one, the only, who the fuck else? B-Train. Now, I know that it's Mania Weekend and had some technical problems, you know. That's why the show is so fucking late. I'm sorry, guys. My apologies. I was out of town with a good friend of mine so that he could attend training. So, if you don't believe me, ask Kurt Gannon himself. So, anyways, monkeys in the truck. We've got a review to do. Do you know what kind it is? Yeah, that's what I thought. I know. Just hit the music. Okay, so SmackDown Live, Daniel Bryan, I guess, conversed with Shane McMahon, and Shane McMahon said that his actions were very inappropriate. He and Daniel Bryan were going to kick Sammy and Kevin's ass. Oh, wow, okay. Next on the list, Charlotte versus Natalia. Okay, well, I think this is not it. Guys, did you give me the wrong review? Oh, well, you know what? This is not, oh yeah, it is April 3rd. It is the right one. Really? Charlotte versus Natalia? Is this deja vu all over again? Come on. Said something about, Rusev. Rusev beat Jinder Mahal. So, is there any implications for this match? I mean, come on, this is kind of like, I guess it's new charted territory. So anyways, Jinder Mahal versus Rusev says, let's see here. Bobby Roode watched from ringside. We all know how well this is going to be. Oh, my God. Now it's a fatal four. Oh, yeah. Okay. Jinder Mahal ended up losing, so it's kind of a back-and-forth battle. They were former tag team partners, blah, blah, blah. I know that. Okay. So there was an eight-man tag match. This is interesting. So you're looking at Mojo Rawley, Dolph Ziggler, Baron Corbin, and Primo. versus Ty Dillinger, Zack Ryder, Breezango in an 8-man tag match. Oh my. So Corbin, Primo, Ziggler, and Raleigh defeated Dillinger, Ryder, and Breezango. I don't know. Maybe SmackDown Live's bill was much better. So Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn invaded SmackDown Live. It's amazing that they gave invaders a microphone. I mean, beforehand, guys, they would never do that. They'd play it up to the point where the person in question that's supposed to be out of a job would not be doing what Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn just did. I guess they kind of made a point by invading SmackDown Live. And it says right here, they sent security and referees. Okay, that's hilarious. AJ Styles and Shinsuke Nakamura versus Shelton Benjamin and Chad Gable. Okay, so Styles and Nakamura won, which is interesting. So this is the build before WrestleMania. Normally, I would have, you know, a guest on this date, but I believe Ms. Jade and I will have to reschedule the interview. My apologies for being so late. I should have let her know. That's my bad on my end. So my apologies to Ms. Amaya Jade. Hopefully, I will see you at WrestleCon, though. Anyways, about SmackDown Live, folks, I'm kind of very surprised how both brands, you know, handled their builds before Mania. I think they did a fine job. I'm surprised, though, at Monday Night Raw. In a sense that they really didn't have much to go off of, except for the whole Roman-Brock feud, Undertaker being called out by John Cena. I don't know what's going to happen at Mania 34. It's going to be a lot of fun, but back to SmackDown Live. I'm so pissed that I missed the showing, but you know what? It'll replay itself on Hulu, and I can definitely get a leg up all that shit when I have a ton of stuff to do in New Orleans. So Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens, I bet you $100. Actually, I bet you $100,000 that they're going to be reinstated. Why? Why would they be reinstated after the fact that Daniel Bryan made the stipulation that if he lost, then Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn be reinstated? It's saying that he wants to go back to wrestling and that they're choosing between three different GMs. Is it going to be Dixie Carter? Is it going to be Hogan? Who's it going to be? So, question is, after the long pause, what did I think of SmackDown Live's episode? Again, I wasn't present in front of a TV to watch USA Network, which I normally do with a friend of mine or friends. And we sit down and we watch SmackDown Live. I was not present, so therefore I just read off of what my friend just sent me through email, which normally is what I would do if I missed SmackDown Live. I have a gut feeling. You're asking me what I think is going to happen with Undertaker and Cena. Honestly, it's playing out perfectly. Left him hanging dry, as he should. Like dirty laundry, if you ask me. I think it's very important, though, when you have a build between said person Undertaker and said person John Cena, that you realize that WrestleMania is the grandest stage of them all. You don't want to just throw all your eggs in one basket and be like, yeah, Taker's coming, he's 100%, and we're sure he's up to fighting speed, and he's 100% ring ready. Not how that works, ladies and gents. I'm pretty sure you've seen Instagram pictures and photographs and whatnot of Undertaker being in the gym with Michelle McCool. But that's hilarious that Mr. Cena has to take shots and jabs like that, because it plays into what creative wants, I guess. They know something we don't, and for the first time, fans are kept out of the loop. Like, oh, yeah, he's coming back as American Badass. What if he doesn't? I mean, sure, it'll be a huge-ass disappointment because Kid Rock is there and whatnot, but enough about that. SmackDown Live review, folks. The fact that they had a better time on SmackDown Live doing a preview of the Andre the Giant Battle Royal Memorial in that 8-man tag, the fact that they previewed Shinsuke Nakamura and AJ Styles as a tag team, kind of gives a lot of fans hope who are going to Mania. And this is the first WrestleMania, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, that I can actually say, and others can say, this is the first WrestleMania that we can actually look forward to. Because the other WrestleManias have been garbage, some of you are saying in the feed and Wrestle underscore Radio. I'm surprised you guys are up for this. Thanks, guys. I don't think it was garbage. I just think sometimes they hype up matches and they're not what they live up to, or they don't live up to the hype. And that's 100% understandable. But back to what I was saying. On tonight's episode of SmackDown Live, you see a correlation of who does a better building job. Obviously, SmackDown Live, because even though I didn't watch it, from what I read in the results, you have matches instead of less promos. Sure, you open the night with Shane McMahon and Daniel Bryan. And it actually correlates with their side of the card. Because WrestleMania's 5.5-hour, almost 6-hour extravaganza. If you tailgate and cosplay and do all that fun stuff, go to NXT the day before, Hall of Fame, WrestleCon, Ring of Honor, CZW, all that. There's a shit ton of wrestling to focus on, but SmackDown Live, by far, I believe, is a superior brand. And I'll say it again. SmackDown Live versus Monday Night Raw, when it comes to talent, it's equal. But they showed again why they are and will forever be most underrated, underappreciated roster main side of WWE. They proved their point on why wrestling should not just be about being on the mic or having gimmicky gimmicks. Monday Night Raw is very, I don't know, it wasn't lackluster. It was just kind of like, okay, I see what they're doing. I see what they're trying to accomplish. It wasn't totally bad, guys. I mean, it wasn't totally bad. If you take a look at the Roman Reigns, Brock Lesnar moment, they're showing Lesnar is a strong fucking heel, which is what you want. You want your heel to look strong, your baby face to look fucking weak. Not totally weak, but the message is we don't want fans to get totally hyped. Oh, Roman kicked his ass on Monday Night Raw. Therefore, he's eligible to kick his ass during fucking Mania and make him make Brock Lesnar his fucking bitch, blah, 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 blah. I don't think that's what the goal was on the end of creative to do such a thing. The build is perfect. We all know that Brock Lesnar is going into Mania champion. I know people are like, well, Roman's winning it anyways because Paul Heyman gave it away. He fucking gave it away. Nothing is ever for sure. And I say that nicely because, yes, Roman Reigns, it looks like he's going to come out on top as a champion. But who's going to take it away from him this time? Because Seth Rollins, if you remember correctly, at WrestleMania 31, came out and cashed in his Money in the Bank and took advantage of a decrepit, already tired, already worn out Brock Lesnar. I didn't care. It was nice to see someone else as champion. Ergo, my prediction is Roman Reigns over Brock Lesnar, my friend. Thank you guys for staying up with me. It's Russell underscore radio. It's 213-943-3422. Call in the line if you want to call in at this late hour. My apologies, ladies and gents. I normally go at an earlier time so that you all are up. Pretty sure it's 5 in the morning in Australia. Or later. Actually, I can check the times on my phone, folks. It's kind of late here. Yeah, okay. Okay. Los Angeles, okay, you guys are still up. Oklahoma, New Orleans, Miami, you're already an hour ahead. London, 6:05. Holy shit. Let me see if Australia's on the list here. Sorry, folks. A-U-S-T-L-R. Oh, Australia. Well, let's see here. Melbourne. Let's just put that there. Oh, it's 3:05 p.m. Thank God. I love my Australian fans. I love you guys. I love every fan, to tell you the truth. Anyways, Roman Reigns will win. Who's going to take it away from him? The triple threat match, Finn Balor, Seth Rollins, and The Miz. It's a very, very interesting match. I don't know who's going to come out on top. Maybe The Miz might retain, but it's going to be very, very intriguing, just like the United States Championship now is a fatal four-way. Let's hope that Bobby Roode gets the title, and also let us pray, ladies and gentlemen, that Mr. Roode turns on the heel into things. Oh, and by the way, folks, it is late. I understand, but I have a job to do, and I'm going to do that job to the best of my ability. So, for the love of wrestling, I'm here to report to you more than just predictions and prophecies and all that shit. I'm here to report to you my thoughts on the WrestleMania card. Guys, I already gave my thoughts on SmackDown Live. I said it was okay. It was actually more than okay. It was better. It was better than Monday Night Raw in the sense that they didn't have to have a foreshadowing, long-winded way of saying this is what's going may or may not happen at WrestleMania, Roman Reigns, Brock Lesnar, but they did get the message across. Shane McMahon, I thought it was brilliant. What they did with Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens, they invaded SmackDown Live, then they had referees and security take them away. That's badass, if you ask me, because I cannot wait to see that match at the Superdome and at the Mercedes-Benz Superdome in New Orleans, Louisiana. Plus, guys, I'm excited about NXT. I rarely seldom talk about NXT. Oh, wait, yes, I do. Johnny Gargano versus Tommaso Ciampa in an unsanctioned match. The North American title, EC3, Killian Dane, Lars Sullivan, so on and so forth. Goes for that NXT North American title, gives it an old feel to it. William Regal made an announcement, and it was huge, and it did have impact. Also, guys, Aleister Black versus Andrade Cien Almas. Everyone's saying, well, he dropped the title. Same thing we said about Asuka several times. Oh, Asuka's getting called up to Maine. Asuka's getting called up to Maine. She finally does. Voila. Took her getting injured and then recovering and then coming to Monday Night Raw. And then now she's shaking things up on SmackDown Live. So, you know what? This is going to be one hell of a Mania weekend. Not just for WWE, but for other companies as well, like Ring of Honor Supercard. You can't not mention Cody Rhodes and Kenny Omega. You cannot help but mention Punishment Martinez, Marty Scurll. The fact that it's the same night as NXT TakeOver doesn't matter. Y'all can choose. There's still tickets available. I mean, they're probably sold out by now. But from last time I checked Ticketmaster, they still have them. Hall of Fame, folks. Hall of Fame tickets are still available for WWE on StubHub. You can go get the nosebleeds on Smoothie King Center. Okay? Also, WrestleMania, believe it or not, still has tickets. Nosebleeds. Or lower. Some people give up when they sell their tickets because they figure, I can't make this event. So why even bother? There's a lot going on. WrestleCon especially. I know I'm going all over the place, and I know you guys are used to it by now, but I figure, why not just share my knowledge about going to WrestleManias with you? If you haven't already done so, you need to get your boarding pass. Get a one-way. It's cheaper. Or fly to Atlanta, or fly to Houston. Drive there. It's 3.5 hours. It's like from St. Louis to Kansas City, or not the equivalent of Philly and New York, maybe Maryland and Philadelphia. 3.5, 4 hours, depending on how fast or slow you drive. It doesn't matter to me. Also, guys, bring a lanyard so that you can put it around your wallet if your wallet has a hook. So that way people won't be dumb enough to try and steal your shit. 3, buy an anti-theft backpack, expedite that shit so it can get shipped to your house before Mania. Because I guarantee you, like I said, you got crooks and thieves all over the joint when it comes to Mania, because they think wrestling fans, okay, some of us are dumb, some of us are really actually quite brilliant, and others of us, you do still have the IQ of 12, even though you won't admit it. It's true. Anyways, make sure you have a hotel. And if you can't find a nice hotel, get you a cheapo one, because I guarantee you all the hotels in New Orleans will be sold out. What matters is you have a roof over your head and a place to eat, which might save you money to go to the cheapo hotels. But I warn you, the cheapo hotels, speaking from experience, they will jip you. They will charge you out the ass. You know, they have nice breakfast and all that. That happened at Mania 32, which is why I'm recalling and reminiscing. Also, make sure your tickets are in one envelope, and bring a few plastic sleeves so that when you purchase or buy tickets, you can save them, and it can also preserve them better if you want them for souvenirs or scrapbooking or whatever you do. Preserve wrestling memories. Some of you say, well, I have a hard drive thing now. I can save it on my phone. Good for fucking you. That's awesome, dude. I do too. It's called iOS flash drive. You can put it on your computer USB. It's a USB, and it's also a flash drive that goes into your phone. You must download the app. It is completely free. Don't care how you do it. That's if you run out of picture space. Also, Telephoto Lens. You can find that on Facebook.com or Instagram. By the way, folks, shopping on Facebook is beneficial, because you can copy the link and paste it to buy your traveling needs. Like if you're going to New Orleans this weekend, I guarantee you the anti-theft backpack is a lot more beneficial than most general backpacks, because it prevents theft. And I know I'm rambling, but this does have something to do with wrestling, because this has a USB port on the side of the backpack. You have to put it through the backpack so that it can expose the plug or whatever, but you have to put it on a charging bank. How is this beneficial for Mania? Oh, I can tell you. With the anti-theft backpack, it's water resistant. It's thief proof, because people don't know where the fucking zipper is. And 2 and 3, you can store a lot of shit in there, like your iPad, your tablet. You can store your laptop computer, depending on the size. I mean, this stuff can hold a lot. The e-backpack and stuff for a tablet has 2 or 3 compartments. The Rise luggage bag you can find on Amazon under Rise Luggage. Search under Rise Luggage. It's only $65. It comes in blue and purple. What it is it's a bag that can fit into your luggage at 21 inch or just one, and over 40 or 50 plus inches. You can fit 2 jumper Rise luggage cable things. It's a 3-shelf luggage organizer. You can put your sandals or your whatever, your games, your DVDs, whatever you want to store up on the top shelf. It's a zipper, so it zips through. I'm bringing one myself. Also, you can buy a lanyard or a luggage tag holder. Makes it easy to identify your luggage. A lot of people will tell you, well, I just travel and I just throw my shit in there. So why should I care? Why should I care what you're saying about the traveling methods? There's a lot of life hacks that you can watch on YouTube, how to roll up your shirts so that it can make room for your T-shirts. Hell, dude, I mean, if you're going to wrestling, this is what I got to tell you. If you want to rent a car and you want to strain about paying for parking, go the fuck ahead. Because you don't got to wait on Uber, but the weather's going to kind of be a little bit iffy in New Orleans based on the Weather Channel. It said it was supposed to be partly cloudy on Thursday. On Friday, it's going to be the same. On Saturday, a little bit of rain. On Sunday, it's supposed to thunderstorm just a little bit. So also look for the Weather Channel report. I know it sounds fucking boring, but it kind of rings true, if you ask me. Always make sure you check the weather if you're flying or driving. Because if it snows out east, I'm fucked. But seeing as how I'm in Kansas City, I'm good. It was kind of inclement weather where I'm from. And by the way, how about them Yankees? Sir Didi had 8 RBIs today. He is the man. And Jordan Montgomery tipped the cap off to you, sir. You are amazing. You weren't going to fucking think I just tagged the Yankees for no fucking reason. They beat the Tampa Bay Rays, a division opponent, 11-4. Still got a long way to go in the season. Aaron Boone's doing a good job so far working out the kinks that was the Yankees. Yeah, the Yankees bullpen needs work. I agree. Anyways, back to wrestling traveling tips. If you have a large suitcase, just check it in. And this is what happens. If you have a large luggage suitcase, always bring in at least 5 extra T-shirts and 1 pair of pants. There's a washer at the hotel and there's a dryer. Just saying. You guys, there are several backup options. And if all else fails, dude, if you don't have a credit card, make sure that you have enough backup options money-wise when it comes to getting to the hotel, you know, and getting back. So if you... Also, portable chargers, man. They're under $10 on Walmart.com. It may shock people that portable chargers exist. But yeah, you see the portable chargers without the USB plug and all that. That's fine. I don't care. Do whatever you have to do. Whatever makes you happy, I'm cool with. So when it comes to traveling, just be sure you're comfortable. You make it to the venue on time. And here's my all-time personal favorite. Don't get mad. Don't get mad if your sign gets, you know, crumpled up because you didn't prepare. There are poster capsules. So you can find those at Walmart, Target. I know Target sells them. If you can't find them, then go to an Office Depot. Anywhere that you can keep your poster dry and from bending or cracking. If you're making a sign, I went through the trouble just going to a Dollar Tree with a friend. You got the poster board and just cut out fleur-de-lis. And I'm not going to reveal my sign until the day of NXT. But anyways, if you're making a sign, just make it simple, make it fun. That's what it's supposed to be, right? Okay, we're almost to the point where I give a therapeutic breakdown of what I like or dislike. So I only got 14 seconds. I don't care about being exact tonight, ladies and gentlemen. I don't want to stay on for too long. It's a shocker, right? Me not wanting to talk. Here goes. The cost of something I would be. I know your anger, I know your dream. I've been everything you wanna be. Oh, I'm the cost of something I would be. Like Mussolini. Alright, so let's get this party started, shall we? Title reads, Wrestling Road Conversations Work Like Therapy. and the final prep for Mania. I think I kind of gave that breakdown before this little section or segment. Wrestling road conversations can be like therapy to anybody that's worked in the business or anybody just starting out, because you're either nervous about your first match or if you've been around for a little bit. The conversations that you have on the road with your family member, your wrestling family members, can be very therapeutic. Can talk about anything. You know, it doesn't have to be negative always, where you're like, man, I really can't stand this asshole, blah, 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 blah. He's a fucking prick, yada, yada, yada. She's this and that. This company, this company, that. No, I mean, the conversation can range from comic book likes, dislikes, movies that we're wanting to see, and then it gets straight down to the business talk. So good, bad, indifferent, it don't matter, and I'm not going to relay every single piece of conversation that I had with my friend tonight, but I will say this, it's nice to conversate with somebody that's actually on the other side. Now, even if he's not a big name yet, and I say in quotation, yet, because you can tell when someone wants this business, wants to be a part of this business more than anything else. And, you know, it's a benefit to go learn in professional wrestling and not just stay stuck or feel like you don't have to learn, that you've already accomplished every single goal that you've set out to be a part in this pro wrestling business. That's fine, you know, there are people like that. We talked, you know, pretty much about just life in general, what we enjoy, what we're looking forward to, and what, you know, what future lies ahead of us, because I've known Kurt for 2, almost 3 years. I gotta say, having conversation with this dude is like having conversation with a family member. He's like a brother to me, and being on the road, even if it's just a short 3 hour drive, you know, it's close to St. Louis, not quite. When he said, you know, I almost didn't feel like going, I just, you know, we had a conversation and said, well, I'm glad you did, man, because that means it's on the days that you don't feel like going or you don't feel like you are worth anything or going to contribute anything to the business, you know, or not the business, but contribute to the training session. But yet, Kurt made the effort tonight to go, to make that drive, and I went with him. I only filled up my gas tank twice, and that's kind of cool, you know, to be, I wouldn't say following Kurt, you know, like a little brother, but I'm more or less supporting in his dreams and talking about all this stuff, you know, what he's gone through, what he's been a part of, where he's, what things he has stepped away from. I'm going to leave out of this fucking conversation. But having a conversation on the road can be very therapeutic. You can laugh, you can get, well, getting angry is not healthy if it's in a bad kind of way, but having a road conversation with a fellow wrestler, with a fellow worker, is extremely, extremely therapeutic. Like, you feel like you're talking to your best friend, and that's what helps the most. Every time that someone says, well, I wonder what it'd be like to talk to a wrestler on the road. Do you now? It's not any different than when you talk to your best friends when you're on a road trip or a vacation, except for, yeah, a little wrestling discussion gets added in the mix, and yes, personal things get brought up, good, bad, and different, I'm not, like I said, I'm not going to reveal to the extent or every extent of the conversation that Kurt and I had. However, I'm going to tell you, when you find that one person that's very good for conversation in the car, it makes the drive a whole lot easier rather than just sitting in silence and just feeling like you're talking to a fucking brick wall. There, I said it. It's highly annoying to just sit an entire car ride and the only thing you hear is the blinker or their thumbs hitting the phone. Trust me, guys, I've been a part of something like that. I've been a part of a car ride like that. It was not very therapeutic. It was bad. I've had bad, I've had good, I've had I've had variations of car rides, okay? When it comes to pro wrestling. Now, what you see on Ride Along is very similar to, actually it's different because these guys have known each other for years. But why is it so therapeutic, you may ask? Because you just, when you're a worker, you deal with the responsibility of reaching your audience, making sure your audience is taken care of, making sure you get to the venue on time, making sure you have the right color Sharpie, making sure you're not late, making sure that you have all of your gimmick, making sure your car doesn't light up on fire after running over a mattress. Oh, wait, that's me. So, having a conversation with another worker is actually, it's refreshing. It's one of those things, or it's one of those essentials when it comes to pro wrestling, because you realize you're so stressed about one or a million things, and that one or a million things could commingle every once in a while and just fuck you over mentally. If you're riding with someone for the first time, it's always key that you hit it off. Or if you just get along enough to the point where they don't leave you at the gas station and strand you, that's highly important too. Because I don't think Uber will give like a two-hour service ride to wherever it is you need to get going if you get left behind. That has never happened to me, thankfully. But I can tell you, I have a feeling some of those people wanted to leave me behind. And that's from past experience. When I've had to deal with people that I couldn't conversate with, how do I deal with it? Is what your question is. I didn't handle it all too well at first because the people that I was told, okay, you're riding with these group of people, I can guarantee you most, if not all, that I've been a part of riding with and conversating with and putting gas, it will really irritate me. The fact that if I didn't ask for it up front, I should have. And that was what irked me, is that I made the mistake of not asking for gas money up front. But now, you know what? When I travel with certain people, they actually are kind enough to say, how much do I owe you for gas? It's common courtesy because it's my vehicle. The rule of the road is when you first start in wrestling, if you're driving anywhere, fucking pay for gas or help chip in. That's just common sense. We're going to pause 10 seconds for station identification right here on Wrestle Radio Tuesday Edition. Okay, so what are the essentials of a wrestling conversation? Be yourself. Don't be a complete douche canoe. Have money for gas. conversate about anything, music, TV, latest latest movie, latest TV series, what you think, you know, humorous talk. Like I said, if I divulge to you every bit of a conversation that I had with Mr. Gannon, let me tell you, you guys would either laugh your asses off and be like, holy fuck, he's actually pretty funny. Or you would say, oh my God, he's sure offensive. Like I said, it's up to you to decide how you're going to be perceived as a wrestler, as male or female, don't matter. Females can ride with dudes. It's not the 1940s. Oh my God, I can't believe a female actually rode with a dude. Come on, man, we're not in the Stone Ages. Is it different for a manager to ride with a wrestler? Is that seriously the next question? No. Look, Heyman, Lesnar, did they room together? I don't fucking know. I mean, I'd assume that Paul Heyman has a separate hotel room because us managers have to have anonymity unless it come as a package deal to keep kayfabe alive or lack thereof. I would assume Heyman is in a hotel room by himself. And I'd assume that people camp outside just to guess which hotel room he's going to be in, which is stupid. But that's not everyone. That's some people. Anyway, so the essentials of having a good conversation. Do not try and dominate the conversation and do not make it all about you. If you do, great. That's a quick, surefire way for the worker or the person involved in the car ride to wherever it is you're going to ignore you. So how does it work like therapy? If you guys have a good chemistry and a good road chemistry, that is, when it comes to pro wrestling, it doesn't really matter who you ride with. The essentials of what matters when you're in the car, okay, make sure one person has GPS or navigation, and make sure the person that you are involved with, make sure to keep their eyes on the road. Some people, let me tell you, if texting was an Olympic sport, would win the gold medal. It's important to keep conversation therapeutic if your eyes are on the road and making sure that your Navi system is up and make sure that you're connected to Wi-Fi. Otherwise, conversation will end up like this. Well, I hope you can read a map. I hope you know how to connect your highways. Because otherwise, you can guess which highways, you know, north, south, east, west, connect where, and which exit you can get off of. Like playing pin the tail of the donkey, except with directions when it comes to reading an atlas map. It's the old school way of reading a map. If you don't know your directions, you're fucked. Anyways, keeping conversation, the key to that, make sure that the person you're with is not drunk. This is a drunken conversation I've had before. I'm not going to go into that, because the last memory of that just kind of upset me and put me in a very foul mood. So anyways, moving forward. Wrestling role conversations work like therapy, because if you're going to a very far destination like Houston, Texas, or Memphis, Tennessee, or Nashville, or Knoxville, or Raleigh, North Carolina, or Oklahoma, or if you have one in California, or New Jersey, or New Orleans, or wherever, if you're driving, you must be a brave soul, but it makes it worth if you have somebody that you don't want to strangle. Because, trust me, I've had my fair share of people that I just did not care for. So, I really did. I'm being honest, guys. I've had people literally in the car that I spoke to, and, you know, we've laughed, we've joked around. There are certain things that I don't regret, and that is getting the opportunity to go on these road trips, because, like I said, conversations with people
It doesn't matter if they can't speak a lick of English, because it makes it for interesting convos, you know, with people who can speak their language. Like, if you travel with someone that's from a foreign land, like, I've only traveled once before, and this person only spoke German, which was interesting, because I guess he communicated to me on a sheet of paper. And it's kind of funny because you feel like, well, man, I haven't notepad since the 8th grade or high school. And this is kind of fucking funny. So sometimes conversation can take a different route and it can still be fun. Like, it also helps if you have Rosetta Stone, so that way you're not a complete douche canoe when it comes to foreign languages and having them in the car with you. Granted, this individual probably thought it was really hilarious that you'll fall asleep in the back of my car and then put your feet in my face, which I don't know why he thought it was hilarious, other than he thought, well, I must gross him out with my body parts. But like I said, sometimes car rides can be very, very interesting, or they can be very, very high maintenance, or it can end up being a tale of two drivers. You can have really nice B-train or really pissed off B-train, or, as my friend would put it, really blind as fuck. But back to the point. Wrestling conversations work like therapy. If you're having, like, a really fucking shitty week and work is not helping the situation by making you feel like, damn, I really wish I didn't have to come in because I really wish I could be on the road and just chatting it up with a friend of mine. That's how wrestling allows me to feel. Even if I'm not involved in the business as far as being a manager anymore, I'm still I'm still happy that I get to see my best friend accomplish his dream. In the sense that we talk about this all the time. Like, I've been with him through the dark days, and the conversations that we've shared via text message or, you know, in person or on the car ride to somewhere fun, wherever it may be, even if it's in the state of Missouri or in Illinois or St. Louis or wherever it is, we still manage to put together a damn good time. It's not, we know, oh, put this piece of the conversation, oh, this conversation kind of lagged, blah, 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 blah. I don't record this shit in a diary. Even if I did, though, it'd be a video diary, if that was the answer to your question. Tyler from Mosby, Missouri. Well, I got a lot of people staying up late to listen to this shit. This is pretty cool. So I just also want to mention, though, it does say final prep for Mania. I've written down every single expense, every single thing that you can think of expense-wise when it comes to WrestleMania 34. Dear God, I think I've kind of exhausted my brain writing down every single little fucking tiny aspect of what it takes to go to WrestleMania. Now, granted, there could have been some money-saving driving 13 hours. Could have saved probably my gas tank and my car that sits in Kansas City now. Let's see here. $25 or an average of $26 to fill up for every 6 hours. So I'd only fill up 3 or 4 times. And on the road back, probably 3 or 4 times, because depending on how many tolls I stop at, how many things I go through, I'm going to have a damn good time doing this. So let's see here. $26.01 was the last time I filled up. And I drove 3 hours. So if I fill up, if my gas tank takes, and it's $2.49 at Quick Trip for gas, 16 cents cheaper. I'm not going to Sam's Club gas, because that gas in my car, I drive a lot of places, so kind of wouldn't work out. I would say Okay. If I flew at $487 because the Southwest card approved me, I got $200 off my first flight. I'm going to go take that deal all any day because it's the same amount I would probably – it's less than I would spend on gas. I get it. But do I truly want to drive 13 hours to this event? No. I'd rather fly and take a stopover at Dallas and go on a plane because it transports me faster. Now, I have a super shuttle going to New Orleans, so that's going to be a lot of fun. Final prep for Mania, I've highlighted, I've tabulated my paychecks, I've made sure that I have everything taxed. I took the precautions of getting extra, you know, luggage amenities, which means the Rise luggage or the jumper luggage thing. I don't care what y'all think. I love shopping for deals and love shopping for things that make sense to me. So I have everything ready essential-wise. I've got all my toiletries, my toothbrush, my shaving, my daytime meds, my nighttime meds, money and change for the hotel vending. You can just go to Walmart and get us I'm going to go to a Walmart in New Orleans, just buy me some Sprite cans so I don't have to fucking worry about taking my meds with the water and stuff from down there in the hotel. I'm pretty sure. And also, if you don't want to spend money, they actually, the breakfast bar is open, not 24/7, but the water downstairs, so you don't have to worry about getting water. Oh, final prep. I made sure to converse with a friend, get the money for the T-shirts, make sure to write down a list of what I want, or just type into my phone. That way I save trees, although I am wasting electricity right now. This is amazing why my phone is all the way up to 44%, which is amazing to me. Anyways, make sure all my chargers and things are on me at all times, my portable charger, my backpack so that I can put my souvenirs and stuff in. My tickets, the most important thing. Again, I'm reiterating some things that I already discussed with you earlier. I sure have the fucking tickets in the envelope, so I'm getting ready for that shit. Oh, and the sign I made for NXT on Thursday is badass. I can't wait for you guys to see it on my Instagram, on Wrestle_Radio. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, my dears, please feel free to follow. Also on Facebook, WrestleRadio.com/Facebook.com. Again, my apologies for not having a Maya Jade on, but I am busy preparing for WrestleMania. She's busy preparing for WrestleCon. We'll probably converse on a Mania weekend, on a weekend she's there. So I just want to apologize to Miss Jade. That's all I'm going to say. I'm going to leave it at that. Hopefully we can reconvene next weekend. Talk about her experience at WrestleCon and all that good jazz. So, if you have any quick questions, feel free to email me, Wrestle_Radio, not at gmail.com, but just message me, email, same thing. I realize it's almost 1 o'clock in the morning, so I gotta cut this shit short here in about 5 minutes. Okay, now we're preparing for Mania, the final prep. Got to check in the hotel. I've got to check in. For my flight. Oh, and I guess I had a good time. I'll take shit ton of pictures at WrestleMania. I'll take a shit ton of pictures at NXT TakeOver. It's going to be a hell of a lot of fun, yo. I cannot tell you how much fun I'm going to have. So excited. Ready to get this WrestleMania weekend started. I'm going to just tell you, I'm going to miss my nephew's birthday. I'm kind of bummed about that. He is turning, 6 years old. Holy shiitake mushrooms. Got to keep it PG, although he's probably going to hear this podcast anyways. Again, I'm bringing my highlighters, bringing my pens, I'm writing down the expenses, folks, because I'm not I'm not one to shy away from writing down memories and also writing down so much fun. So I guess that's all I have for you folks. Yeah, Wrestling Road conversations can be really therapeutic. It can be very insightful. So I guess that's all I have right now, folks, on Wrestle Radio. Oh, yeah, to my co-host, when you can join moi, let me know. Because, folks, I got a very special treat for you. The co-host that I'm bringing on to Wrestle Radio does have extensive knowledge about professional wrestling as a fan, not as a worker, but he can give you some insight and opinion on what he feels is important to relay to you, to the wrestling world, Progress Wrestling, ICW, OVW, Mid-South Wrestling, Smoky Mountain. Very knowledgeable young man. He's 24 going on 25. He's amazing. Although he speaks like 30-year-old, 35-plus-year-old language when it comes to wrestling, and I love it. I wouldn't put anything past him. So, enjoy, ponder, discuss. My name is Brian Rails, and if you don't believe in what I'm talking to you or relaying to you, then I got three choice words for you. Forget about it. Oh, and one more thing. I got to finish the last thing I'm eating right now. Kind of getting cold. It's collecting dust, you know, mothballs, spiders, spider webs. I'm just really excited about wrestling, and I'm trying to press it to a full hour. I know what I can fucking babble about for 5 more minutes, though. How wrestling conversations work like therapy. You play games, road games. I don't really play them. Depends on if we have a large enough group of dudes or gals or whatever. Whomever I'm traveling with, it doesn't matter. I could be traveling with the entire crew from Shimmer. Not. Finally, okay, 53 seconds, 52, 51, 48. That's fucking sad that I'm counting seconds. Yo, I should have done this show earlier. But anyways, let's do the outro a little bit better, shall we? I am good old, I'm B-Train, and if you don't believe in what I'm telling you, yeah, I got three choice words for you. Forget about it. And by the way, I really do have to finish what I'm eating. I got some really good shit. I really did. I know it's not from Quick Trip, you assholes. All right, you're going to be sorry. Oh, and by the way, Vinny, everybody back home, Zanaya. Wait a minute, hold on. I got a phone call. Hang on 1 second. How you doing? Who do we got on the line? Hello?
Hello. Hey, do you know Sam Roberts?
No, I do not. Why?
He does the WCF podcast on... He's awful.
Okay. Sam Roberts.
He used to be on the
Opie
and Anthony show.
The guy who looks like Carrot Top's cousin?
Yeah, but more Jewish.
Okay. What about him?
Hey, I just want to talk about what do you guys think about gun control?
What do I have to say about gun control? Okay. My thoughts on that is, if you have a gun, use it responsibly. It's none of my fucking business. Do whatever you want.
Do you think David Hogg is a piece of shit?
I don't even know who that is.
That's terrible. That's that kid that's his head is shaped like a fucking Dorito chip. That's been on all over CNN for the last fucking 3 weeks.
Do you have my podcast confused with a political podcast, my friend? This is a wrestling podcast.
Well, I just figured you'd like one caller tonight.
I mean, I have. So that's pretty cool. You say, where are you calling from, by the way? 308 area code.
Actually, I'm calling from Nebraska. I'm Kevin Cowles right now. I'm just kind of bored. I just looked up some live podcast to fucking call in. And it was you or a rap podcast that's going on right now.
Oh. So it was a last-ditch effort to for you to stay awake or entertain yourself?
Yeah. So you just thought you'd talk about wrestling? I mean, Jesus Christ. What's more pathetic? A rap podcast or
Bye.
A rap?
Okay, folks. I'm going to end the podcast right now. Actually, you know what? No, we're not going to. We're going to light it up, if you will. Gentleman called in and asked about gun control. This is a wrestling podcast, not a political podcast. And may I fucking add, sir, that if I was the last resort for you to fucking call in, then here it is. I talk about wrestling and strictly wrestling. You can call into a political podcast, call Rush Limbaugh or whomever the fuck you want to call. But if you call into my podcast again, I'll not hesitate to hang up on your ass again, again, and again. We're going to start another little section of Off the Rails Uncensored, ladies and gentle folk. Look in my eyes, what do you see? The cost of something I would be. You know what? I feel much better now that I have something to talk about. Because considering how it's 12:53 in the fucking Midwest, and you have some douche canoe twacked out, whacked out fucking Fugazi, who's probably somebody who has his gun up his asshole, talking about, oh, that's pretty pathetic if you wanted to talk about wrestling. The title of the fucking podcast is Wrestle Radio, dumb shit. Now you just gave me something to babble about for the rest of the fucking half hour. If you call into this show because it's a last resort, or you don't want to call in because it's some rap podcast, here's a thought. You neo-Nazi piece of shit. I don't care if you call into my show again and again. I will fucking light your ass up like a Christmas tree on Christmas Day. How dare you call into my show talking to political nonsense? This is a wrestling podcast. Did you not hear me talking about WrestleMania? I just figured you wanted to call. Yeah, congratulations, fucker. You got me upset. And now, I was just going to leave this alone, but seeing as how people with the IQ of 12 want to call in and ask me about fucking gun control. Here's my number one theory on that one. If you have a gun and you're responsible with it and you do what you're supposed to do as a fucking citizen and you don't call into a fucking podcast drunk, tard, because I'm guessing you weren't drunk as you called in because you called in sober. I don't care where the fuck you live. Sound like somebody that I used to trail around.
Are you fucking kidding me? That's pathetic.
You sound like the douche canoe who whined about Dean Ambrose wearing a wife beater and jeans for a fucking gimmick. That's what you sound like to me, sir. And you also sound like a pathetic type that'll sit and argue. Do black people have the right to vote? Am I touching a little political side for you? Call into my show again, motherfucker. Call in the fuck again. You talk as if people are uneducated in this country. let me, okay, you want to go political? Here we go. When it comes to discussing politics, the show description says, wrestling road conversations work like therapy. Final prep for Mania. Does that say anywhere in the fucking show description? Of discussing politics with me, you fucking prick. I'm about to go to New Orleans, Louisiana. And I'm about to enjoy myself and actually enjoy my time with a friend while watching WrestleMania 34. And also going to WrestleCon to enjoy some shit instead of having to deal with the pains of talking about something that is so mundane in this fucking country and so distorted because people are set in their ways. Wrestling is like an escape. And for that individual, my apologies to my audience, whom I do have a worldwide audience listening. Most of you will agree with me. If you have a gun, and you can use it, then go on. But if you call into my show and act like a jerk, I'm not going to want to talk to you. I don't care if, you know, you're like, well, it doesn't give your show a fucking call. Yeah, well, maybe you should call into a political discussion podcast, because that just shows me right there that if you're talking about, if you were the only podcast and a rap podcast that was available, motherfucker, do I look like a hand-me-out podcast? Do I look like I fucking care for your shit? Or do I sound like I care for your shit? No. Because I'm going to finish out the discussion like this. Wrestling takes away from the realities that are going on in the world so that people like me and other wrestling fans can escape that bullshit and discuss politics on some other fucking podcast, because that is not, and I repeat, not Wrestle Radio's mission statement. We discuss anything and everything professional wrestling. It says show on the fucking show description. For those who are hard of reading, obviously in Nebraska, somebody is. And that doesn't speak for the Nebraskans around him, because trust me, I've had my fair share of dumbasses from the Midwest that I've dealt with. And I'm going to generalize just this once. If you cannot fucking read a show description and you feel sorry for me, so that's why you fucking call my show, you can go shove it up your ass. I'm so glad I hung up on you, you fucking prick. And here I was thinking I wouldn't have something to talk about. I guess I was wrong. When in fact I'm trying to involve myself in talking about pro wrestling, and here some prick comes on my show and decides, let's talk about politics. You want me animated? You want me upset? Well, congratulations, sir. You got your fucking wish. You got on a show, all right. It was a pro wrestling podcast. Now I know the crazies come out at fucking midnight because you decided to traipse your ass onto a wrestling podcast.
This guy's a fucking loser. I bet you even fucking know that we're not fucking listening to him no more. I called this podcast and this guy thought I was just going to talk about wrestling, fucking loser.
Does that sum up your conversation, you fucking prick? Does that sum up exactly how you are? Look here, you twacked out fucking Fugazi. Call my show again asking about gun control. And I'll tell you the same exact fucking answer that I tell most of the twats who talk to me about political shit on a wrestling podcast. There has been none. I have friends that like to talk politics, but they save it for Facebook or they post memes about it on Instagram, and I'm guessing you're a Trump supporter. And that's a sore subject, too. So allow me to elaborate on dumbasses such as yourself. When you support someone, you voted for him. Congratulations. When you don't support someone and you didn't vote, then you can't fucking say shit. That's the extent of my political discussion here on Wrestle Radio. Now, folks, if we can please focus on the subject at hand. WrestleMania, NXT, Ring of Honor, CZW, Wildcat Wrestling, so on and so forth. I am not going to apologize for berating an individual who comes onto a show thinking that I'm a sympathy case, that I need a fucking listener. Fuck you, dude. I have over 150 listeners from around the world or more. And that tallies up to over 2,000 all around total. When someone tries to impose their opinion and get someone riled up, well, congratulations, you got me riled up, but I'm still going to talk professional wrestling. Professional wrestling? Yeah. Back to what I was saying before I got so rudely interrupted. I should have just fucking ended the show. But seeing as how I had an encore request to keep going with what it is that I'm supposed to be going with, and that is discussing pro wrestling and not some stupid subject like gun control. If you have a gun and you are responsible with it and you don't fuck shit up, then okay, great. But if you're an idiot or you have a mental disorder, then no. No gun control. You know, no matter what you do to try and regulate something, it's not going to happen. I'll let you idiots figure it out for yourself. For those of you who support that moron who called into my show at a fucking late hour, I expected it to be a dead audience. I would have rather had that. Fucking shit, dude. WrestleMania. Love it, hate it. Support it. Buy tickets for it. Oh, and just so you know, the reason why Wrestling Road Conversations work like therapy is for assholes like that gentleman who just called in. I never, ever will discuss politics on my show unless an individual inquires that is a part of the business about wrestling politics or politics and the job and that matter. That's why you got hung up on. And that's why I keep beating the issue like a dead horse. And that's why I'm pretty sure people are laughing at me right now. Because to be quite honest with you, I'm just getting ready for WrestleMania, and I had to deal with that little shit. Boy, I'm glad you're in Nebraska. I am so glad you're in Nebraska. Because you can't stink up the world with your stupid shit. Ergo, it's a wrestling podcast channel, which means I discuss wrestling. WRESTLING. Not POLITICS, which is what you assumed and started generalizing. Well, anybody's going to be listening to my dumbass if I discuss politics. Some people who discuss politics do it in a tasteful manner. And if they enjoy discussing it, great. but do not do it on my fucking podcast. Do we have a fucking understanding, dumb shit, who is probably still listening in the bed of his truck to this shit? Or in the comfort of his own home? I don't care if you find me disrespectful or not, but I do find your ass to be stupid. And also, when you jump to conclusions or jump to being judgmental or assuming of one individual that I'll just tolerate whatever conversation you wanted, you can go fuck yourself. I'd rather you have to me talk about pro wrestling than, you know, stupid shit like what we see on the news all the goddamn time that divides this country. Call it, one, you know, closed-mindedness on my end to not want to discuss with any listener. God forbid, I should be so privileged to have someone to come on my show and act like a fucking fool. Do not fuck with my emotions, sir. I'm about ready to just pop someone in the jaw when it comes to discussing this shit, because we are at a point in this world where anything you say is offensive, or one person says one thing on their political views, and that should be word, that's what should be believed. It's why I like pro wrestling, because it's an escape from reality. It helps people get through whatever turmoil or whatever bullshit they're going through. So when they start discussing political shit, like President Trump, for example, or whatever the fuck's going on in Russia or South Korea or North Korea, or DACA, how people are taking advantage of immigration, is that what you wanted out of me? To have a variety podcast? That's not what I am. Sam Roberts looks like fucking blah, blah, blah. Okay, you started off kind of cool, and then you turned into an asshole, and I'm not ashamed for completely berating you. You know why? Because I figure, why not vent about something? So I haven't vented or ranted in quite some time, but thank you for igniting the fire that had not been lit. Or adding, you know what, let me rephrase that. Thank you for adding fuel to the fire, sir, because you reminded me of why I like pro wrestling over any, or discussing pro wrestling over anything and everything. First, you got to discuss bills. Then you got to discuss work. Then you got to discuss relationship. Then you got to discuss financial shit. Then after that comes whatever discussion you have in your freelance fucking time. Here's a thought, my friend. Call into a fucking radio station. Tell them the experience you had on Wrestle Radio. Because I guarantee you, this is the best promo I ever fucking had. Actually, best shoot I've ever had, because it was live and you made yourself famous in the most wrong sort of way. The next time that you decide to traverse your sorry ass onto my fucking podcast, which I pay $39 a month for, maybe you can make your own fucking podcast, and maybe you and your friends can get the sheets and the holes to put through them, because you sound like that type of person. Oh, I have a lot of black friends. I can push boundaries too, motherfucker. And I can push buttons. I've been known to do that on a fucking daily basis. Some of the time. Pro wrestling. That is what this podcast is about. It is not about political gun control as the correct thing or moral to have. Or correct mode of thinking. That's why I like pro wrestling fans. Not ones that...
Well, have you heard of Sam Roberts' podcast?
Who the fuck are you, dude? No one knows who the fuck you are. Yes, he looks like Carrot Top's cousin, but the dude does a damn good job of podcasting. That's why he's in WWE, and I'm not. That's why, you know, people like you live to criticize because you have nothing fucking better to do with your time rather than sit and troll other fucking podcasts. Why don't you go troll the rap podcast? And I'm pretty sure he put you in your place too. Because I'm pretty sure you don't, like, I welcome anybody, everybody. I don't. I'm going to welcome people on my podcast, but honest to fucking God, dude, masturbation is a form of stress. So go sit in a fucking corner and go fuck yourself. God, that felt good. You know, I seldom blast people that piss me the fuck off, but this, for this special instance, for this special fucking instance, I'm going to tell you right now, for anybody wishing to call into my show with political views, speak now or forever hold your fucking peace. I'm not tough behind the phone. I just don't have the time nor energy to waste my time with a piece of shit who's more concerned about gun control and does not read a podcast description and just thinks it's hilarious to troll a podcast. To you, sir, may you just have karma bite you frontwards and backwards. Because if you're unkind and always impose your opinions and think one way, I can only tell you from experience, that's a one-way ticket to loneliness, and it's a one-way ticket to not ever having success. I don't consider this bashing. I consider this a fucking life lesson to people. If you want to call in the show and talk about wrestling or whomever you fucking hate in wrestling, cool. As long as it's wrestling related, you can call in the show at 213-9422. You can go to whatever bar you get drunk in and get fucking drunk there. Or, better yet, you didn't even sound sober to me. You just sound like the type that's bitter about life. And probably, if you have a wife, I feel sorry for her. I feel sorry for anybody that's associated with the gentleman that just called my phone. God, that felt good. There are some people that believe that trolling is a career. So my advice to people who have a podcast and do it late, make sure you deal with less crazies. I know I sure as hell wish I had to deal with less fucking stupid when it comes to this instance. And for those of you who got a good laugh out of this, I don't care. I'm going to rest, and I'm having a damn good time at Mania, and ain't nobody taking a good time away from good old B-Train. And if you don't believe in what I'm telling you, for the third fucking straight time I'm trying to exit this show, I got three choice words for you. Forget about it. Oh. And one more thing to the asshole. And to the other idiots trying to call into my show with political insight. For those of you I don't know, let me rephrase that. With political insight, and it's not regarding the subject of professional wrestling. Yeah. Toodles, bitches. See you on the flip side, and I will hang up on you again, sir, for calling into my show and acting brutal, bonafide, dumb piece of shit. Have a nice day, night, whatever. Deuces, bitches. I'm having fun in New Orleans, and ain't nobody gonna take that away from me. And don't get caught on the wrong side of my tracks, Jack. Look in my the cost of something I would be. I know your anger, I know your dreams. I've been everything you wanna be. Oh, I'm the cost of something I would be. Like Mussolini and Kennedy. I'm the cult of personality, the cult of personality, the cult of personality.